Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Oh, wait, is it you or me?
It's
wait,
you.
Oh, it's me? Well, welcome. This is the Nova Combo Podcast. I'm Harrison, and I'm joined by Veronica Vo. She's over there.
Wow. Over there. All this sass this morning.
What sass are you talking about? I don't know what you mean.
She's all just being sass.
Rude. We were talking offline, and this is bad. She's just been berating me all this. And it's fine, because what we're here for is just an excuse to talk about anything that ranges from anime to comics, but really to clean up our never-ending backlog.
It's never ending.
But it's never ending, and I don't think this actually helped. Anyway, no. It's fine. But some would say, Veronica, we are conversing.
Wow, like Novo Convo and Giovio Convo? Logos above Harrison's head. And finally, Harrison's hosting. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, see, now it comes out. It's fine. You know what? No, it's fine, because you can watch every episode on YouTube.com or listen to it as a podcast by searching up Nova Combo on your podcast service of choice.
Wow.
So much sass in this episode.
Wow.
But really, it's just more hype, if anything. This is more hype, if anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is, technically, this is episode 130, is it two?
Yeah, 132.
Okay, no.
No, you're right.
See, it has been so long. I haven't hosted in so long.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
It's been a few weeks, but it's okay.
You've been busy with other... She's been busy having me do other things. It's not fair. No, I'm just kidding. No. Episode 132, we are reviewing. We had to stop everything. We literally had to stop everything and review Solo Leveling. Like,
yes,
I know we usually try to hold back and like, oh, we should do it like end of season. Oh, no, this is too big. Yeah. There's a few things we just had to have a dedicated.
Oh, no, we just, you know, a dedicated episode.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen this, one, kind of surprised. Two, it is very hyped. I understand. You may want to hold off, sure. But it's all done. Or at least as of recording, I think. No, actually recording, I think the English stuff is also done today. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason I'm mentioning that too. But yeah, so it's done. It should be on Crunchyroll. Give that a watch. Come back in like a couple or 8 hours or so. You know.
Yeah, in a weekend.
Yeah, just binge it. Just binge it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You'll binge it. Trust me. You'll binge
Trust
it.
Us.
Trust us. Yes.
Trust us.
Binge. But yeah. Give this video a like, save it for later, come back, and you'll hear our thoughts, or at least just us gushing. I'm predicting. That's my prediction. So
us ranting, it's fine.
But just to start off, I know if anything, we'll start off with non-spoilers, and then we'll just jump right into it. Non-spoiler thoughts, Veronica, go.
I mean, this has been the talk for, like, years. It's been a couple years, and, like, everyone... Either in our circle or, like, you know, social media, they're like, oh, yeah, the manga is, like, really good, yada, yada, yada. Harrison and I are over here like, okay, whatever.
It's more like I'm fully aware it's probably good with the amount I've heard and the amount I've been recommended to read it.
Yeah.
And I think I finally got access to it, but then I just didn't.
I think, well, yeah, and then, you know.
I think had other stuff.
We had other stuff, and it's just part of our backlog.
Yeah.
But I knew I was going to like this, and I knew you were going to like this, because it's, like, really, like, adventure shonen-esque type of anime and manga. Mm-hmm. So it was, I knew it was going to be good. But what I didn't know was that it was going to be this crazy. I had no idea.
I did not expect to get super excited for this show.
This was like the first anime where I did no research. Like, I knew like the gist of like the manga was really good, like the main characters, like, you know, super OP or whatever, and that's all I knew. And that's like the public knowing that too. So I was like, okay, like, how crazy can this get? Watched the first episode, I was like, huh? Yeah, I was really shocked. It was surprising. But it lived the hype. It was not overhyped for me this season.
It was not for me either. Yeah. I also went in not knowing too much, but the ironic part is I've read other manhwa that are in kind of the same genre. So as they were doing stuff, I'm like, oh. It's the same thing as Solo Leveling. And I have to say as Solo Leveling because I'm pretty sure, in my head, most of these ones that I'm reading are newer.
Okay.
So
I was just going to ask you how new, because I'm like
the gist of it is like, oh, portals come up. Oh, mm-hmm. It's not like an isekai where they're put into the world. The world kind of It comes to them. It's connected. So it's like, oh, it's like right there, right? So they're, it's real people. And like, I say real because it's like you see Seoul, Korea and all that stuff. And it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's, they're going into these portals to these fantasy worlds and all that. So
that's pretty cool.
I think it's a nice, it's a nice breath of fresh air because I've seen so many isekais, mm-hmm. or not even seen like watch, but I've just seen so many pop up even that I'm like, yeah, it's like oversaturated. Yeah. So I'm very curious to see if they start, if other models are different takes on this kind of genre, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this framework of like how
it was giving it was giving like isekai video game, like how Solo Leveling is like based off of. That's how I got like video game isekai gore adventure.
Yeah. So it's been cool. It's been great.
No, it has been cool.
Everything else about it, I love it. It's the first time I had chills like consistently on my arm. I'm not even kidding. Like my wife will look over. She's like, oh, the goosebumps are back. I'm like, are you not? She's like, no, me too.
Me three. Yeah. And my husband too, who is very picky. He was enjoying Solo Leveling so much. I was so surprised. I was like, oh wow, you actually like this.
Yeah. So. And it did not disappoint. I think that's the best thing to say. I had high hopes for it. Mm-hmm, knowing the hype. It met expectations and beyond.
I think beyond.
And beyond. Like. And we'll talk into more detail on like what in a bit. That's just my review. Like I literally, this is my recommendation for anyone from last season. This is like one of the top ones. Like there was three animes that were consistently like on the, oh, we need to watch this.
Yeah.
And this reached it episode one, which is crazy to me.
I know. It's really crazy.
And I think I also want to add because it's non-spoilery in the sense of if you're worried about adaptation, I think it does, because I read right after. I started reading, or I think you read each week just to get to that point, right?
I read up until episode 4.
Okay.
And then after that, I just wanted to be surprised. But adaptation is good / even better than the manga.
I was going to say it's pretty much on par and better at times because they include extra info.
Which is nice, I think.
Which is good, yeah.
Yeah.
Reading from where I'm at now, I'm like, dude, this actually is good to know. Now, wait, it's like, it's weird that as I was reading, I already know these aspects because I watch anime.
Yeah.
So if you're only going to be watching anime, I think this is good and beyond. Like it's one for one and beyond.
Oh yeah. This is one of the best one-to-one manga to anime I've seen in a while.
And it's crazy because most manhwas that have been adapted, they either been like good or they've been great, but they fall off.
Yeah.
Or get dropped
You could name a couple.
I will. God of High School was hyped. Yeah, hyped me up for that.
Yeah.
And in reading, it was better.
Yeah, like, Harrison read that one.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, this is... Like, it was cool to see the fights, but yeah. So here, for Solo Leveling, it's just... Everything's been one-to-one, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
So. Like I said, did not disappoint. I think we can just jump right into it.
Why not? Yeah.
Because I want to gush about it a bit more. So, let's see.
He wants to simp a little bit more.
Starting off, okay. I usually try to talk about plot and stuff, but dude, I cannot, the voice acting has been so good.
Oh, it's been so good.
Like, I watched, again, we both predominantly watched Japanese dub. Mm-hmm. Or subbed. But English dub,
it's good. No, it's good.
I am very impressed.
Would recommend the dub on Solo Leveling.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Because here's the thing: because majority of the time you are just following Sung Ji Woo, and
he's a main character, so obviously
he's the main character. So yeah. Obviously, and but in here, it's like it feels like there's not like a group that you follow a lot. He's talking major, like I'd say like 80% of the time, right?
Oh yeah.
So, can we talk about that switch up?
Like, yes.
Really quick. So in the manhwa, I don't think you can tell like aesthetically there's a glow up period, mm-hmm. right? Here, and it's typical Korean like manhwa shit, right? So
like he sparkles a little bit.
Yeah, just
like,
yeah. But like, goddamn.
Dude, the anime glow up was crazy.
Yeah, and it's just like, and it was funny because a lot of people were like, "Oh, they, dude, this is like reading people comments like online, like early on. They're mm-hmm. like, oh look, they like Japanese-fied the character. Like look, the he's like a typical like." So, but the thing is, people didn't realize. That's actually what he looked like. Like, the younger him, like, the weaker it him. Was,
yeah.
It looked like that. And
people just didn't understand.
And it was needed because the moment he got, like, that level up after. Oh, we'll talk. I want to talk about so many things. But oh, yeah. The voice is just off the bat. I was like, dude, that switch up, the growl got me. And I was like, oh, I can't handle this.
In my head, I was like, Harrison's about to just pee in his pants.
So just to give, and this is where my mom or my mom was sense of like I didn't understand, like I knew like the aesthetic glow up, but I didn't really listen to, like, I guess I haven't watched a lot to like, because I feel like I don't know if this is a common thing like with like the deep voice, but I know my favorite character types typically have like a deeper voice because I just think it's too cool.
They sure do.
And the most common one is the voice actor that does Yami or mm-hmm. What's the guy in I can't remember his name, also in My Hero. That's the one that most people get.
I forget his name.
Oh my god, no, Aizawa. No, there we go. Aizawa does that. Sukuna. So again, is the dude's voice just, oh god, dude, the range is too crazy.
No, the range is good. The range is great.
Yeah.
No, I just love the glow up episode. That was probably one of my favorites because all the nurses, they were like, huh, who's this, what's going on?
And I told people this too. I was like, did you notice that and I think it's a very good like cinematic like effect where he glows up, but then the world around him also of a sudden gets more detailed, as in the nurses got detailed and they were the focus for a bit. I was like, I like looked at my wife. I'm like, this is a part of the glow up package? Did we?
Did we just see the glow up for the entire world?
Did we forget this DLC?
Oh my gosh! No, I totally agree. Yeah. It was, and it was like, it was funny too. It was just all right. Yeah. It had everything.
Yeah. It was. He was just too good. Too. But so plot wise, did you feel like there was anything? I felt like it was good. Because it was 1-to-1, I didn't really have any issues because I thought the plot was nice because you're just following him like.
Yeah, his journey.
His journey and
being just more powerful.
Yeah. I like, again, you mentioned how like he's just an OP character. I actually think this was enjoyable in that. Yes, he's like the guy that has like the one power that. It makes him insane, but I think seeing him work through it, that was the fun part. He literally just did like a one punch man workout every day
for 100 push-ups, 100 miles or 10 like miles 10K, or something. Yeah, 10K. 10 kill.
Yeah, it's just,
no, it's crazy.
I thought it was good. And then I loved what was your favorite part in the season? I know there's a lot, but
There was a lot. I think my favorite part was when he went back into the dungeon with his old crew the prisoners and that crazy like guard guy, and he, like that guard killed all the prisoners.
Yeah, the assassin dude.
Yeah, the assassin dude. I thought that was my favorite part because that really showed that he was like listening to his intuition. Because if you notice in the early on, like he doesn't have intuition, like he's just kind of like there in a sense, and then you know obviously his intuition grows, so I think like at that point that was where he was like, oh yeah, I could fight this guy, I think. Like he still had his like weak moments or like areas where he needed to improve, but overall he could fight one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what my favorite part was. My other favorite part was when he was just kind of like dungeon hopping, like portal hopping. He was like,
okay. Oh, with what's that dude? The rich boy, right?
Yeah, the rich boy. And then, like, they just needed a crew, but the crew just had to, like, sit out.
Be there, right?
Yeah, just be there. Present. Yeah, yeah, be the count. And I think that was, like, a good, like, funny moment because he was just like, okay, see you guys in, like, 30 minutes to an hour.
And they're like, I love it. Initially, it's like, are you sure? And then eventually, it's like, oh, okay, we just chilling now.
Yeah.
I guess we're getting paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, those two were my favorite parts. But then there's also, like, mysterious parts where I can't wait till season two comes out. So.
Yeah.
That's all I say. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Plot wise, we're going to be kind of spoilery, but not too much, right? I'm still going to sit with like what we've seen in anime.
Did you have favorite parts?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yes. Okay. I'm so ready to just jump onto the next
one. Just jump.
Right. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for keeping me accountable.
Yeah. You're welcome. Oh my God. You're welcome.
I think my favorite part, I have, and this over. No, yeah. My favorite part is when he first, one, gets the power up, but then he joins that one rich guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one with the dad that has a company and they're trying to...
Yeah.
Yada, yada. But then rich they join that one group where they try to just take advantage of them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then they kill the brother and all that stuff. But, dude, that whole section was really cool. It was just, one, it was cool because it was finally he gets the flex... Right, a little bit, and
he's underestimated there too.
Yes, and it's great. Oh, dude, I love watching people's reactions to that one. Like that is the point where everyone's like, "Oh!" And then even the music, too good.
Oh, it was good.
Oh, so hype!
All the hype.
Yeah, I like that one. And then of course, I think the easiest one was when I first got hooked. Hooked. Like, I was already kind of, like, interested in the...
Yeah.
But it was, like, when they... obviously, he goes into the double dungeon with the crew. When they get locked into that room, and then the moment they realize with the, like, the statue...
Statues,
and he's, like, the devil smile. I was like, dude, that's... We're in. Like, this...
That was creepy. I was like, can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't, but...
Yeah. I think I also want to add, like... With the animation, everything's more violent, I feel like, in comparison.
Oh, 100%.
And I say that as, like, if you do go back, if you decide to, like, check out the manhwa, there's the moments that you see, like, okay, like, there's, like, oh, his head got cut off, or, oh, like, his arm got cut off.
They show it
more prominently, while in the manhwa, it's more vague.
It was, like, a cutscene, basically, in the manhwa. Yeah. It was just, like, okay, here is what happened. On to the next.
Yeah. While here it's like, oh, there's like this, they take the time to like let the scene breathe, like
let the audience sit with it.
Yeah, like it's actually like jarring, and I'm like, dude, this is so crazy. Holy
shit. Felt like I was back in like Attack on Titan, like that first season.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
like the shock, yeah, yeah.
It's like the shock, like
the shock was there.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I think it's just because low expectations. Don't know like how far they're gonna go, how hard.
Yeah,
because it's like we've seen like how like Tower God even like that was pretty good, but like
it fell off the rails.
It felt a little bit. It was like it's been how many years now?
Like 4 years.
It's
come back this summer though.
I know. We'll see. But yeah, so it's just like I didn't know what kind of quality to expect, like how much care they'll put in.
Yeah,
because I expected that kind of care for like Tower God, for instance, because that's such a big one too.
Like, honestly, that's a big one.
Yeah, plot, music.
It's creepy.
It's creepy, but they get it right.
Yeah.
It's like they get the vibes correct. Like the vibes are right.
No. The vibes are
ambiance is and voice. I mean, we already talked about voice acting, but yeah.
No, the voice acting is great. Oh, everything's great.
Can we jump back to voice acting, dude? Yes. Even the English step, the like how we can recommend that. I think it's because English dub has gotten better, and we've said this on like multiple occasions. I feel like, but yeah, I do admit it has gotten better. It's just still at times, maybe it's just cringe for me because I'm like old school anime fan. I'm still pompous in that aspect. But this is like one of the few times where I'm like, ooh, yeah, this is one of the few I will recommend a dub. Like, it's like Dragon Ball Z easy, Full Metal easy. Like, there's like a few that are easy to recommend.
This is going to be added on the list as an easy dub recommendation. Yeah.
Because I also love watching the reactions to the voice actor is Alex Lay, right? I think that's what
Alex Lay, yeah.
This guy has range and it's insane. I love seeing the reaction. I mean, because I had it too. Do you see the back, behind the scenes from a couple weeks ago? Oh, and he's funny on like TikTok and like in that, he's ready to call people out and it was good. I was like, yes, this is the energy.
In the voice that he was. He was like trolling them. Yeah. He was like, do you want me to say arise?
Well, I'm going to change it to wakey wakey.
Wakey wakey.
I'm like, I'm waiting. I want wakey wakey.
Me too. They need like an extra episode filler where
dude, they should. Like, that's DVD. That is Blu-ray. That is Blu-ray content.
Yeah.
Literally, just give us that special content. I don't care. That's fine. It'll gaslight people into thinking that's the real one. I'm telling my kids that's the real one.
No, but Alex has been great. I think he's taken the hate really well, and he's just been turning it back to those trolls. Like, it's just so funny. No, it's great.
I think that's what, honestly, like, English voice actors have to deal with a lot more, unfortunately. Oh, yeah. So you have to take the backlash. It's just fun. It's just fun to see, because there are some voice actors that are not, they don't take it that well. You can tell. And you know.
Yeah.
Or, like, how they handle things at, like, cons and stuff, you can tell. So.
He's been taking it so well. Yeah. I hope he does a wakey-wakey moment. Imagine his next, like, anime series, and he just, like, Easter egg drops that wakey-wakey.
I know. I can't wait. That'd be my great. God. Trying to think if there's anything else. Animation's good, I think.
The 3D has been good. Really good.
Yeah. Like,
I usually don't like 3D that much.
I didn't even notice 3D until I started watching some clips. So I feel like they cleaned it up a lot for me, at least. Like, it was enough for that. It wasn't jarring for me, right? I didn't notice right away.
I think I noticed because in his first penalty, like, area, they had
with the worms, the desert worms,
I could tell. Yes. But I think as time went on, especially when he kept fighting, like, bigger monsters, like, it got a lot better.
Yeah.
So they cleaned it up.
Oh, man. This is all too good. Like,
it is.
Yeah, I just loved it. Like, again, this is the first time, like, I literally would just, like, freak out of my seat, or I would just, like, actually, like, go wide-eyed for a lot of stuff, and I just haven't had this. I haven't had this feeling in a long time.
You haven't had this moment in a while. Yes. Yeah.
There's another one. There's another anime, and we'll talk about that too, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That also has gave me. This last season was just good.
All hype. And a lot of sleepers too. So people weren't really watching them, but it was all good.
Yeah.
We watched them. That's all that matters.
Yes. That's what matters. I just want you. That's what matters. I want people to know it's good. Is my opinion, like, is it, like, refined enough to get you to like it? I don't care. It's fine. I got goosebumps. That's all that matters.
We're just leaving it out on the internet. That's it.
Yeah. If you see a thumbnail of this, it's enough. I know. You're probably thinking, it's overhyped. No, it's not. It's not. Yeah, that's all I want to add. No. I want to end
it
on
is.
It's not.
No, I'm just kidding.
No. It could be. Who knows? I have rose tinted glasses right now. Yeah. I believe it's amazing. Yeah, yeah. I think I think what I did miss is I do miss the... And you're not going to like this as much. I do miss the power trip that I got with Soul or Sword Art Online from season 1.
I twitch.
But I love, like, the level, like, how they had to level up and stuff. I think this fills in that void. Like, it's just, okay, this is a different type of, like, power fantasy.
Power trip, yeah.
That doesn't feel like it's just the dude has this one thing. But it's not like, it's the one thing that makes him absolutely OP off the bat. Like, he still has to work for it. I think that's, like, still nice.
Yeah. My eyes start twitching.
Do you understand? Do you understand, like, game references now?
Yes. And it's so fun. It's great. I understand.
grinding, get the XP, some rewards. Here's your level, like level up rewards.
Here's some healing potions. I was like, yes, I get it.
But I think, you got anything else, Veronica?
No, I'm excited for season two. Wow, everything that was mysterious, is going to be crazy.
Again, for me, if I read something right after I watch it, that's high praise for me.
It's high, yeah.
That is high praise for me. Like
He never does it.
I don't do that often. I really don't. I'm only reading more now because Veronica's forcing. No, I'm just kidding.
How dare you? You actually enjoy reading now, though, which is
I do. It's been easier. That's a whole nother. That's a whole nother topic.
That's a whole nother episode.
But yeah, no, I read it afterwards, and I'm like, well, Veronica did too, but she's faster at reading than me.
Well, I just binge it.
You just binge it harder. I read up for sections. I'm like, that's a good stopping point.
Not me. I
know. You and my wife are the same. Like they question why I can just stop at a certain point. I'm like, why? I feel like it's a decent like point. I got my chunk. I got my fill.
No, you just gotta go. It's all about info. That's what your wife and I like. Info.
Facts. But if that's all, I'm just gonna close it out then.
Yeah, I mean, if you made it this far,
yeah,
like just go watch it.
Just go watch it.
Finish it up. Read it.
And if anything, if you already did, let us know down below like what you thought. If you think it's like what you enjoyed, what you didn't enjoy. Because here's the thing: I usually have pros and cons section, and I assumed. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't mention it, but I assumed. No cons.
There's no cons.
No cons. Like,
yeah,
okay.
No cons.
I'm pretty basic with like my anime stuff shown in CZ, so this is pretty close up there. So I'm like, all right, I got my.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I'm getting. So, and I got more than I thought. Like I said, yeah, high, we did. High expectations blew it out of the water.
So. Yeah, I'm just excited. They announced there's going to be 6 seasons, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They announced, yes. And. Yeah. Dude, they know, especially with the reception that people had with this anime. I think it's only going to get better from what I'm reading. So hopefully, if they've been doing one-to-one like they've been doing, then I have full faith that it's going to be good.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
For more.
I can't wait. But thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all our socials at Nova Combo and Giovio Combo. If you're on YouTube, comment down below. Like I said, let us know what you thought, like how you felt about this anime. Did you actually think it's overhyped, or did it exceed your expectations? Just let us know.
Write a paragraph.
I just want to feel validation that I'm not crazy. I get that enough already on TikTok. It's fine. We're good.
Yeah,
just let us know. Like this video. Smash that subscribe button. Smash it.
Smash it.
Hit all the buttons from right to left. Easy.
Yes.
Right to left. Yes. That has not been updated. Okay. Just want to make sure. But yeah. Just let us know how we're doing. What you want to see next. Yeah, I mean, we're not doing too many reviews. So it is actually a nice breath of fresh air. I'm hosting for once. Veronica's letting me do stuff. Oh my God. This is great. But on that note. Bye.
Bye-bye.